Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
The Ask Dr. Ernst Show is presented by Dr. Aaron Ernst, a board-certified chiropractic physician specializing in spinal correction, nutritional coaching, and cellular detoxification, and is for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be a substitute for professional advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Seek a qualified healthcare professional before changing your health program or embarking on a new one. Visit AskDrErnst.com for more information.
It's time to transform your health with one of the nation's leading and growing authorities in total health. Over the next hour, learn from experts on how to revolutionize the health of those you love most. This is Ask Dr. Ernst. And now, here's your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst.
Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. You're listening to the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. My name is Dr. Aaron Ernst. And hey, you're listening to the show where pounds are shed, disease is dead, and where you can be set free from your health problems when you become your own doctor. Look, the days of relying on your MD physician to be the only person who can tell you about health information and what to do to get well are the days of the past. In fact, I think they've been buried. There's even a coffin and a tombstone that says no more. We live in a world today full of AI, software, internet, information overload. Could you take a class and learn more than your medical doctor on how to be healthy, how to be well, how to have vibrance in life? Yes, the answer is yes, emphatically yes. Look, I hate to say this. I'm gonna use an analogy of something that happened just recently. So, of course, the weather's been getting nicer, and the kids are going out and playing more and harder, and they've been bottled up for months, and so they've got months of energy inside of them. So my son, Gavin, goes out to play with a bunch of friends recently on a beautiful day here in Charlotte and, you know, capture the flag, tag, run, jump, whatever. So anyway, he decides in his seven-year brain that it would be a good idea to jump off of a slide that was about 8 feet off the ground and to get away from the person who was it. So he didn't want to be it, and he said, I'll jump from this slide. Well, long story short, you might know where I'm going with this. Foot hit the edge of the slide. That changes his trajectory. Instead of landing feet first, he lands face first, bloody nose all over the place. Of course, he put his hand out to brace the fall, and he fractures his wrist. Why am I telling you this? I want to show you the ignorance of healthcare today. Here I am, a functionally trained physician, and could I go to my clinic and take an x-ray? Yes, but I don't have the ability to cast and or set. So if it is broken, I still have to go to the emergency room. So we take him to a local ER. I'm not going to say who or say what group. And we check in. And the first question the check-in nurse says is, has your son been to an atrium? Oops, I just did it. Sorry. A Novant, whatever. Have they been to the hospital before? And I'm like, no. And she goes, well, wasn't he born in a hospital? And I'm like, no. And she goes, well, where was he born? I'm like, in the back of a van, just to see what would happen. And she goes, what? And I was like, come on. Like, do you think my son was born in a hospital? And she goes, yes, he was. So next question. And she goes, is he vaccinated? And I was like, you can't legally ask that question of me because my response is meaningless to his ability to get an x-ray. And she goes, well, I can't proceed to the next layer of the check-in unless it says vaccinated status complete or not complete. And I was like, you can just put it down as complete. And she goes, well, where are his vaccine records? And I'm like, you just said it asked for complete or non-complete. So just say complete. So she clicks it, it goes next. And then they said, you know, what's the birth date and all that stuff. So we do this, right? 2.5 hours later, sitting in a freezing cold. I mean, they had patients asking for blankets. And you know what they said? We're not allowed to give you blankets while you wait. So you'll just have to freeze your butt off. 45 degrees, I think, was the temperature of that waiting room. 2 hours. I've got this son who's holding his wrist. He's crying his eyes out. He's got blood all over his face. And they made us wait 2 hours. Anyway, we finally get back, and they put us on a bench in the hallway. And we had to wait 25 minutes for someone to come up and just do vitals. And so the senior nurse comes up and says, hey, so the file says here that your son is unvaccinated. So we need to ask you some questions. And I'm like, all right, here it comes. Okay, I'm educated. So I was like, what do you need to know? And they said, well, who's his pediatrician? And I was like, myself. And they go, oh, you're a doctor? Yes. Okay, where are his vaccine records? And I said, he's unvaccinated. And they're like, so we're not going to be able to see him today unless he gets his vaccine record sent over to us. And I said, that is not true. And legally, you cannot turn him away. This is an emergency room. I'm only here for an x-ray. I think his wrist is broken. I'm requesting you take an x-ray. And so the lead nurse goes, I'm going to have to go get someone. So now comes in the MD and he goes, so I understand you're a doctor and that your son is unvaccinated. What's the medical reason for the lack of vaccination? And I said, he is an MTHFR positive A1296C allele mutation. And doctor, MD, you should know that that means he cannot handle the soaps and the preservatives found in all vaccines. And the doctor looked at the nurse and turned and looked at me and said, you're okay, we can take the x-ray. Now, I want to show you something. If you didn't know what I know and you had an unvaccinated child, do you realize right there, child services would have been called into the hospital. They would be probably trying to arrest me for endangering a child. So then the next nurse comes, who is the nurse that takes us back to go get the x-rays? And I said, hey, listen, aren't all of you guys vaccinated? And they go, oh, yeah, yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. And I was like, so my son being unvaccinated is not the threat. Because you're all protected, correct? You shouldn't have to worry about my son at all. Because even if he came in smelling and reeking of COVID-19 or whatever Ebola virus, you all are vaccinated against disease, correct? And the nurse goes, listen, it's just a formality. The system won't let us proceed unless it says children under the age of whatever are fully up to date and vaccinated. In fact, we can't even proceed without you giving us your pediatrician's name, address, and phone number. In fact, we can't even proceed unless you give us your pharmacy because we need it for discharge. And I was like, this is an absolute ridiculousness. I just want an x-ray. So they finally take him back. They take the x-rays. I'm standing in the room with the radiologist. I look at the x-ray and I go, there it is. And he goes, yep, there it is. And I said, what do we do now? He goes, I'll have a nurse come and we'll wrap his wrist. We'll brace it. And I'm like, perfect. 1 hour later, the nurse comes and is like, okay, we're here to, and I'm like, this is the insanity, guys, of medicine. So can you get out of that system of bureaucracy, waiting, rules and regulations, and become your own doctor? Yes, it's hard to take your own x-rays, so we need urgent cares and emergency rooms. Yes, it's hard to do your own cast, but I bet if I knew what fracture it was and I grabbed a tree limb and some ACE bandages, I could brace his arm well enough. Do you see my point? Are you educated? Or are you the person running around with the matrix cable plugged into the back of your skull going, oh, well, you know, my doctor said I'm supposed to take it, so I do. Watch out. That's all I'm going to say. Hey, today our topic is, what the heck is this thing called Hashimoto's thyroid? Why are so many people so tired? Why are so many people constipated, bloated, and having digestive issues? Why are so many people sick and tired of being sick and tired? And the answer, when you look into the research, is you may have an undiagnosed autoimmune disorder called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. I've got some free gifts for all of you on the airways today. Free gift number one, an ebook that describes everything about your thyroid and its connection to weight loss and energy. All you have to do to grab that free ebook is text your name, the word thyroid, and your email to 704-906-2094. Guys, it's that simple. If you're on our live stream, above this video or below the video is a link that will say, click here, askdrernst.net/thyroid. It's that simple. What do you put on that webpage? The same thing, name, phone number, email. Okay, so you can text right now the word thyroid plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. My entire team is standing by waiting for your texts. As soon as they come in, you'll get registered. The ebook will go straight to you, and you're getting an instant access to my live masterclass, which is on the 13th of April. So is that like 3 weeks away from today? Yes. Why are we talking about it now? Well, my last masterclass not only sold out, but we had over 1,000 people registered. We had like 600 online. So we're apparently somehow garnering the attention of the local Charlotte area with a simple phrase. You can save money, save time, and save your health yourself. Think about it like this. If I could show you how to save $1,000 a month for the next year with no change in your income, no change in your spending, no change in anything, and it was a free webinar, would you sign up for that? Heck yes. $12,000 guaranteed by the end of the year, 12 months. Follow these three steps and you'll have money guaranteed, and I'll show you how to do it for free. Oh, and there's no cost for you to do the system whatsoever. You just need to give us your name, phone, or email so we can send you an ebook and show you how to do it. It's the same thing, guys. What if I could show you how to have endless energy and lose a ton of weight? Look, we just did a consult yesterday with a patient who's been with us for about 6 months. Both her and her husband are 50 pounds down. That's 100 pounds between two people. I told them, hey, your 13-year-old weighs as much as all the weight you guys have lost. So you lost a child between the two of you, but in a good way. You guys understand what I mean. Like their child didn't die. They lost 50 pounds each. Now, I don't know about you because I can't see you. I can see a red dot on my camera and I can assume that I can see you listening, going like shaking your head. Just shut up, Dr. Ernst, and tell me how to do it. 704-906-2094. Text your name, text your email. The ebook will come to you. It shows you the top three reasons why you're so tired and you can't lose weight. It shows you the top three reasons that you have brain fog, forgetfulness, and fatigue. You might even say, I don't even remember the phone number because I've got thyroid brain. 704-906-2094. Call it if you want, but text your name and email super fast. Name, email, the word thyroid. It's yours. Or click the link above and below for those of you on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Rumble, Dailymotion. We stream to anything this camera can connect to, and we are live. All right. Being that we're live, comment below, okay? I have now team members that are watching the live streams. I watch them in the commercial breaks. We answer questions. So you can also engage, like really, truly engage. It's one thing for me to see the 46 people watching live right now. Awesome. Awesome. But like engage. Chat away. Tell us where you're tuning in from. Maybe you're from Charlotte, North Carolina, South Carolina. Look, I had people on our masterclass from Florida and Georgia and New Mexico, Arizona, California. So we know the beautiful thing about that camera is it's not limited to the airways, whereas the airways, 99.3 FM and 11:10 AM, that only goes so far, but that camera right there can go across the world. So what is this thing called autoimmune thyroid? Ready for this? It is the 90% chance reason that you have a thyroid problem in the first place. What do I mean by that? If you're currently taking any drug or supplement to try to help your thyroid, levothyroxine, armathroid, Tyrosent, you know, there's so many. Synthroid, Google, there's so many. Not Google, G-O-O-G-U-G-L, Google, which is a herbal thing that helps with thyroid. Like, if you're taking something to make your thyroid better, listen up, guys. 9 out of 10 people that do that have an autoimmune disease called Hashimoto's thyroiditis. What is it? It is when your immune system has produced an antibody against one of two things. Antibody number one goes against the enzyme that makes the thyroid hormone in the first place. So we're gonna say this packet that has a number one on it is antibody number one. This guy goes after the enzymes inside your thyroid that make the thyroid hormone. Number two, antibodies against the hormone itself. So think of it like this. Your thyroid doesn't just sit there and do nothing by itself or everything by itself. Your brain sends a hormone to the thyroid called thyroid stimulation hormone, TSH. Guys, this is super easy. Thyroid stimulation hormone is sent in the blood from your brain to your thyroid. At the thyroid, so here's the thyroid, this little holder for my microphones, the thyroid will open up, and then what happens is thyroid stimulation hormone lands inside the thyroid. And now, iodine and an enzyme called thyroid peroxidase make thyroid hormone. So bloop, here comes the thyroid hormone. Now, If you attack the enzymes inside the thyroid, that is called thyroid peroxidase antibodies. If you attack the hormone that comes out of the thyroid, those are called thyroglobulin antibodies. So think of it like this. Antibody means against the body, away, destroy, disintegrate, get rid of. Antibody, remove these from the body. So an antibody against the enzyme in your thyroid that makes the thyroid hormone is why you don't make the thyroid hormone and why your medical doctor says, you have low thyroid, you should take this med. The med will make the labs look good, but the medication does nothing for the fact that the autoimmune antibodies against the peroxidase enzymes are present. Now, what you really should be asking is this, hey, Dr. Ernst, I already know I have Hashimoto's, or how do I find out if I have it, and then how do I fix it? What a great show for today. Thank you for asking. How do you know if you have Hashimoto's thyroid? Number one, if you take a thyroid medication, 90% chance you have the autoimmunity, but your doctor never tested you for it, and therefore you didn't know about it, and therefore you're taking the medications, and therefore your labs look good, because if your TSH is high and your T4 is low, and you swallow T4, the T4 will go up because you're swallowing it, and the TSH will come down, and the numbers will level out, and your doctor will say, your thyroid looks good. Just take this for the rest of your life. And you go, is there a better way? No, this is all we have because it works and your numbers look good. Don't you feel good? No, doc, I'm still losing my hair. My anxiety is through the roof and I'm gaining 10 pounds. Well, we have a drug for all of that. This one will make you less anxious. This new injection will make your weight go down. Now you're taking 3 because I'm a drug dealer. And that's what I do for a living. And you asked me for the drugs because our advertising told you to do it.
Do you guys see this? It's like ridiculous, isn't it?
So if you want a way out, number one, we got to find out, do you have autoimmune Hashimoto's? If you're tired all the time, you can't lose weight, you're constipated, and you've been told you have low thyroid. What are some symptoms? Well, it's the classic low thyroid symptoms. Brain fog, forgetfulness, joint pain, numbness, tingling in your hands and your feet. Carpal tunnel-like symptoms, dry, crackly hair, dry, crackly skin, dry, crackly nails, and fatigue and weight gain. Dr. Ernst, you just described me to the T. That's because 90% of people today have an undiagnosed autoimmune disease called Hashimoto's. Basic lab tests that your MD will run won't find it. Because you can't see Hashimoto's unless you look for these guys. Number one and number two, the enzymes against the peroxidase enzyme and the antibodies against the hormone itself. Now, here's what's crazy. If you have autoimmune Hashimoto's thyroid and your globulin is positive, the hormones you take, the medications, they are globulin. So you actually make your antibodies go up even higher the longer you take your medications. Uh-oh. I just let the cat out of the bag there. Many, 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 many patients come to us and go, well, I started at 25, and then I went to 50, and then I went to 75, and then I'm at 100, and now my hair's falling out. I'm almost bald. I'm gaining weight like crazy, but my doctor says my labs look good. That's classic Hashimoto's autoimmune because the drug is making the immune system attack the drug even more, so therefore you need more drug over time. Anxiety, bloating, depression, digestive issues, fatigue, feeling like crap even though you get enough sleep, hair loss, irregular cycles, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, hormonal issues, infertility, insomnia, joint pains, lack of motivation, lowered immunity, low libido, miscarriages, mood swings, palpitations, skin issues, trouble focusing, and inability to lose weight. All of that is the symptom of having an autoimmune thyroid condition being undiagnosed, and your doctor has a pill for every bullet point.
Well, we have drugs for anxiety, and we can give you something to stop your bloating. And, you know, we have Celexa, Zoloft, Paxil, Wellbutrin for depression.
Do you guys see this? Like, why would you do this? Okay, so what causes this? Number one, where do the antibodies come from in the first place? Okay, think of it like this. Antibodies show up when you have an attack of some foreign object in your body. Let's talk about COVID-19 antibodies. Oh my God, because I just said that, I'm gonna be removed from YouTube. I just thought of that. They're gonna remove the video. I said C19, it's gone. I mean, you can watch it right now because we're live, because they can't pull live stream, but there goes the YouTube channel.
COVID-19, when we got the infection, everybody wanted antibodies, and they made these vaccines to produce antibodies. If we could just make antibodies against COVID, everyone would be protected. So what does an antibody do? It destroys whatever it's programmed for. There are bajillion million gigamillions of antibodies in your body. And they're all for different things. Some of you have antibodies against food. Some of you have antibodies against staph and the flu and this and that. So remember, when your body makes an antibody, it's because it's attacking something that it thinks is foreign and shouldn't be there. How on earth would your body think your thyroid and the enzymes inside your thyroid aren't supposed to be there? This is called molecular mimicking. Foods that you eat that are undigested, unbroken apart, okay, they're not broken down into individual amino acids, are solid proteins that leak across the membrane of a gut that's leaking. So does leaky gut have something to do with autoimmune Hashimoto's? Oh, hand in hand. It's one of the three causes of autoimmune thyroid disease. When a gut leaks and these proteins get across, gluten specifically and casein specifically, proteins from wheat grains and proteins from dairy can leak and get into the digestive system. And here's what happens, guys. When it's in your gut, then it goes through the leak, then it gets into your blood. And here's the thing. Sorry, I'm trying to set my timer here. Commercial's on its way. I can already smell it. It's coming in like 3 minutes and 38 seconds. Ready? When a protein leaks across your gut because your gut is damaged, the gluten gets in your blood or the casein from the dairy gets in your blood, and those look a lot like the enzymes in your thyroid. So your immune system goes, what the heck is this wheat protein doing in the blood? Build an antibody to it. What the heck is this undigested milk protein doing in the blood? Build an antibody against it. Ready, guys? Cha-ching, cha-ching. Now we have antibody number one, TPOAB, and antibody number two, thyroglobulin antibody. They've proven it over and over again. Wheat and dairy make you make antibodies if your gut is leaking against your thyroid. So that's where they come from. Now, all these things are floating around, so your thyroid's getting attacked. And it's happening because the antibodies are floating around in your blood. So you start to feel everything I just listed, anxious, bloated, depressed, you know, digestive issues, fatigue, hair loss, periods are going off balance, cholesterol's high, sugars are high, infertility, insomnia, libido's down, miscarriages left and right. Like, I would want to commit suicide if I had all this. Think about it. Don't want to have sex. And even if you did have sex, you can't have a baby. And then you're tired all the time and you're anxious and you're depressed and you're like weight, you're gaining weight left and right. Like, who wouldn't want to be like, Jesus, take the wheel and get me out of here. Okay. So can you turn this around? You must understand it's not a thyroid problem. I just said it. It's actually a digestive issue. When the gut is leaking and the dairy and the wheat proteins get across the barrier, you make the antibodies. Your doctor never looks for these. What do they do?
Well, we're going to run a thyroid panel. We're going to look at your TSH and your T4. And if they're out of balance, we'll give you drugs.
That's all they do. That's it. So if you want a way out, number one, right now, wake up. Unplug your brain from the matrix. Text the number thyroid. Good. Try to do that. Text to the number 704-906-2094, the word thyroid, and your email, and your name, and boom, you get the ebook for free, which will show you the top three reasons and the top three corrections for what I'm talking about today. And you can join us for the masterclass, which is the second Saturday of April. So that is the, looking at my calendar, 13th. At 10 a.m. in the morning, and it's free, 100,000% free. I had somebody say, free always comes with a cost. I don't know about you, but no, it doesn't. In my clinics, free means free. You don't have to pay anything to be on the webinar. We're not going to charge you anything to listen to the webinar. Only if you want to take action will we give you some options, but you don't have to do them. So free does mean free. The ebook is free. I'm not going to charge you for that. The information is free. The ability for you to become your own doctor is free, but the cost now is your time, your energy, and your efforts, which technically is free. You just have to invest it. Hey, take a moment right now. Pull out your phones. Grab your internet devices. Head on over to Ask Dr. Ernst on our Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Dailymotion, Twitter, and click the link that lets you type it in or send your name, your email, and the word thyroid to 704-906-2094. the number again, because everyone says I talk too fast. 704-906-2094. Oh, that hurt. Hey guys, stick around. Don't go away during the commercial break. When I come back, how to finally solve this thing called Hashimoto's thyroid autoimmune the right way. It's the Ask Dr. Earn Show. We'll be right back. Good afternoon. Happy Saturday. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to the Ask Dr. Earn Show. Hey, I'm your host, Dr. Aaron Ernst, and today we're talking about the question of why am I so fat and so tired all the time? How come I can't lose weight? How come I'm so tired? Well, we discussed it's a possibility that you have what is considered an autoimmune condition affecting your thyroid balance, your thyroid metabolism, leading to the following symptoms: anxiety, bloating, depression, digestive issues, fatigue, feeling like crap, hair loss, irregular periods, high cholesterol, high blood sugar, hormonal issues, infertility, insomnia, joint pain, back pain, lack of motivation, lowered immunity, low libido, miscarriages, mood swings, palpitations, skin issues, trouble focusing, and weight loss resistance. Those are the symptoms of undiagnosed autoimmune thyroid metabolic disorder. It doesn't mean you have to be hypothyroid. I had some people text in over the break, hey, I don't take thyroid meds, but this sounds just like me. Maybe you should get a test to find out if you have antibodies present against your thyroid hormones. Again, remember, it's not a thyroid problem. It's a leaky gut autoimmune stimulation because you still eat grains, wheat and rice and corn and oats, and you still drink dairy, milk, and eat dairy, yogurt, and cheese, which you should not be doing as an adult. What? Maybe I should do a show next week on why grains and dairy are the worst foods you could ever eat. And yet they're the number one foods that are pushed to you by all of the commercials and food industries. And they're on the bottom of the food pyramid. Now it's called a food plate. Just, you know, they're like, the pyramid idea is ancient, old news. Like the Egyptians used pyramids and they're old. And we are technologically advanced. So we'll use a plate. Call it what you want. Food plate, food pyramid, food guide. Guess what it says? Drink milk and eat grains. The last thing you should do is listen to the government when it comes to your food recommendations, according to me. But that's for you to make the call. We're on a talk station for this reason. We get to talk. We get to find out, is this good or not? And I'm here to tell you, as a holistic physician, doctor of natural medicine, board certified chiropractor, and health coach, that I've seen thousands of patients fix their fatigue and lose a tremendous amount of weight when they stop medicating symptoms. Hey, if you want the freebies we're giving away all during our show today, I have a Thyroid Heal Thyself ebook. I know it says thyroid, and I know you're going to say, I don't have a thyroid problem, I don't need the ebook. Well, what if the ebook said how to have a tremendous amount of energy and lose 50 pounds? I'll take that one. It's the same ebook. Ha! So guess what? If you want it, text the word thyroid with your name and your email to 704-906-2094, and it's yours. And when I said free, I mean no strings attached, no payments required. We'll give it to you, and you can do whatever you want with it. Hopefully you open it, and you learn, and you read, and then you join us for the masterclass on Saturday, April 13th, which is free to attend, free to get the information, free to implement, free for you to, like, you guys understand. Will we offer some discounts on the autoimmune thyroid testing? Of course, because the only way to find out if you have these two antibodies, TPOAB and thyroglobulin, floating around and destroying your thyroid functionality and metabolism is to get a blood test. And it's not that it's expensive, because I know what some of you are thinking. Oh my God, I asked my doctor and he said, my insurance doesn't cover it, therefore I don't want it. That would be like, that's insane. Okay, just because your insurance doesn't cover things doesn't mean you can't still get it for cheap and or covered by some other method. What if I just said, I'll buy it for you and just pay me back? It's kind of like when you send your best friend to pick up your dinner because you don't have enough time, and they get there and they spend like 10 bucks on your salad, and then they get to your house. They're like, hey, can you give me the 10 bucks that I spent my card with? Of course you do. You go, you know what? Thank you. Oh my God, I wouldn't be able to do this without you. Here's 12. Thanks for your time, friend. Like, here's 15. Keep the tip. Like, I'd give it to a door dasher, but you're my friend. So what if I do the same thing? What if I just say, hey, look, the tests are uber expensive through your insurance, but as a doctor, I can order them at my discounts. Sometimes they even give stuff to us for free for tests. So if it's free for me, it's free for you. If it's 50 for me, it's 50 for you. If it's 500 for me, it's 500 for you. $500, Dr. Ernst, that's insane. Well, some tests cost money. I know a test that will screen you from head to toe for every cancer we know of. That is my cost, $1,000. My cost, $1,000, which means the test itself is like $2,000 to $3,000 if you were to walk in and try to buy it yourself. You know, it's like when you work at Whole Foods, they give you 25% off your groceries because that's their profit margin, if you didn't know this. So a Whole Foods cashier works there because they can't afford their own groceries when they work or when they shop at Whole Foods. So they say, yeah, I'll give you 40 hours of my life so I can afford my groceries. 25% off is a good deal. So what if I give it to you at cost? How do you get tests at cost from our office? You have to attend our master classes or do a direct consultation request. Okay, so how do we do this? AskDrErnst.com. Top right-hand corner says free consultation. It's that simple, guys. Pick the date and time. We'll call you. Text the word thyroid plus your name and email to 704-906-2094. If you're on our live stream, up there or down there is a link that will say, would you like to join Dr. Ernst's masterclass and get a free ebook? Click the link. It'll take you to a page. Name, phone number, email, send, done, finished. Text your name and your email to 704-906-2094. Whoever just texted in, Mark, there's your phone number again. Okay, look, you guys should have the number memorized by now. It's all over the screens. There it is right there. See, somewhere, I think it's there. And if you've been listening to us for any duration of time, it is our main call line for the Ask Dr. Ernst Show. Okay, what causes this condition known as thyroid metabolic disorder, aka autoimmune Hashimoto's, aka undiagnosed life is falling apart disease? We talked about it at the top of the hour. It's a leaky gut that lets gluten, a protein from wheat, and casein, a protein from dairy, leak through your intestines into your blood. And then your blood goes, what the heck? And it starts building antibodies. Antibody number one is called thyroid peroxidase antibody. It destroys the enzymes inside the thyroid that make the hormone in the first place. Number two, thyroglobulin antibody. Number two, thyroglobulin. And this one is the hormone itself. So even if you make it, like think of the thyroid, like, man, we're under attack. Yeah, try to make a thyroid hormone. We make one. Boom, the thyroid also becomes under attack. The double whammy, why they feel so bad, because what does thyroid hormone do? It makes you, ready for this, calm and relaxed. It makes your digestive system work. It makes your brain feel happy and excited and elated. It makes you energetic to where you could run a New York marathon while you just got up in the morning at 4:30 a.m. because you're so full of energy. It makes you feel refreshed. It makes your hair thick and lustrous like Fabio or whoever has nice hair that you like. It makes your cycles, ladies, on time and regular and short and sweet and efficient. It makes your fertility go up, ladies and men. It makes you sleep really well. It gives you motivation. I want to do stuff. I've got a ton of energy. I want a lot done. Men and women, you need to listen. It raises your sex drive. The biggest thing today that's going around is the disease called, I don't want to have sex anymore. And it's like, I'm going rampant amongst Americans. No drive at all. Oh, I'm so tired. Notice, your husband gives you a little nudge in bed. Oh, I'm just so tired. I'm constipated and I'm bloated and I'm anxious. My hair's falling out. My cycle's been all over the place. I don't want to have sex. That's called thyroid hormone metabolic disorder. Palpitations and arrhythmias of your heart can go away. Skin issues can clear. And you lose a ton of weight. When your thyroid's working, all that happens. Okay, major cause number two, viral infections. Epstein-Barr virus is by far the most toxic, dangerous virus on the planet today, and all of you have it. I guarantee you it's floating around in your blood right now. It's Some of you have larger amounts than others, but EBV, known as Epstein-Barr virus, note the acronym, EBV, is a version of the herpes simplex virus that you also all have. Ew, gross, Dr. Ernst, I don't have warts. Well, you might have the version that causes cold sores in your mouth or your nose when you get stressed. You might have the kind that does cause warts on your skin or downstairs, if you know where I'm going with that. EBV is really good at evading your immune system, and guess which organ it likes to hang around inside? Your thyroid. Think of EBV as like chickenpox. Once you get chickenpox, you're supposedly immune from chickenpox for the rest of your life. But then we were like, well, it shows up as a vengeance, as this thing called shingles later in life. And what does your medical doctor say?
We have a vaccine against shingles. We'll try to prevent you from having shingles.
No, it's not going to work. So ready for this? EBV, all of us had kissing disease, if you guys remember this. You've been at your home, you've only hung around four or five people your entire life, and then all of a sudden you go to college and there's people everywhere. And you're like, wow, there's a lot of people. And then you're like, wow, I really like him or her. Then you start dating and kissing and, you know, doing other stuff. And what happens is the viruses that you're not used to get into your body, and it's called EBV. Everyone gets this thing. Usually in college, it'll run its course and it'll go away. Tired, fatigue, anxious, stressed out. Most people didn't even know they had it. But then the virus stays in you for years. And what happens is, like shingles, it gets activated usually around your 40s and 50s, and it becomes what's known as chronic EBV, or an infection of chronic viral nature. And guess what you build against? You build antibodies. So could we do an EBV antibody test and find out if you have high levels of the virus in your blood? Of course we can. But your medical doctor is going to say this. EBV only happens when you're in your teenage years, and you're 40, and you probably don't have it because we have drugs to deal with all your symptoms, and your insurance doesn't cover the EBV test. So why would I run that? You can hear that. It's just ignorance. Another problem with EBV is that there's a 90% correlation between EBV infections and thyroid disease. Testing is tough because, again, 80 to 90% of people when tested will have a positive test if you just say, do I have EBV, yes or no? So you have to do the EBV antibody screenings, which helps you to find out, do you have an Epstein-Barr virus active infection? The major cause, number three, that we need to discuss is neurological subluxation. What it means is a nervous system that's not connected properly to the thyroid or to the gut or to wherever, and it leads to organic dysfunction. If your spine's out of alignment, so you have pressure on your vagus nerve or any cranial nerves or any spinal nerve, for the thyroid, it's C7. For the gut, it's L1, 2, 3, 4. So if you think about this, nerve damage in your spine could be why you're so tired and fatigued and forgetful and not losing weight. How on earth is that connected? Well, the spine controls all your organs, and since a leaky gut can cause the antibodies, the nerve damage may be why the gut is leaking in the first place. So if the nerves are damaged, the gut can't heal, then you still eat wheat and you drink milk because you're trained to let it do my body good. And then what happens is you leak those proteins across your gut and you spike the autoimmune antibodies. Then it attacks your thyroid and your thyroid goes, for the love of God, man, can you help me out? I'm sending signals left and right that I'm shutting down. And your body's going through all those symptoms that I listed earlier. Anxious, bloating, depressed, fatigued, hair loss, period issues, insomnia, joint pains. But your doctors have an ologist for all of these. We have an anxiety-ologist. We have a bloating-ologist. We have a depression-ologist. We have a gastroenterologist. Do you guys see this? They have fractioned themselves so well into all of your symptoms. All of this could just go away if you recognize there's only three things that cause it. Your spine's out of alignment. You're damaging the nerves that go to your back. And your gut is still leaking. You haven't sealed it. You have an EBV infection that's running rampant more than likely because you're so stressed out. You've got your boss barking down your neck. You're infertile, so you got your spouse barking down your neck. Your cycles are all over the place, so you're barking down your own neck. You see it? We're stressed. And then you eat wheat still because you still think it's good for you. You drink milk still because you think it's good for you. and you have these antibodies floating around and your body is being attacked from the inside. And your doctor says this,
your TSH is out of balance and your T4 is low and we have the following drugs that you can take by subscription for the rest of your life.
Ridiculous. So how do you get out of it? Reach back right now. I want you to reach back behind your head. There is a cable and just go and pull it out. That's the medical matrix cable. Now, like Neo, you're going to be like this. And you're going to have to recognize it's okay. You're going to be alive still. But what do I do now? Like, I just realized, oh my God, my whole world is completely upside down. Like you're serious? I can do this by myself? Yes, you can. Welcome to the real world, Neo. Now, time to start learning again. What did Neo have to do in the Matrix? He had to sit in that chair and he had to learn. This is what the real world is. The whole planet's been destroyed and robots now control humanity and we are basically batteries. And you just woke up from this and now we're at war. We have to fight the robots. Who are the robots? Medicine. Who are the batteries? Pharmaceutical companies sucking life out of you. And who are you? You're Morpheus and Neo and Trinity. Man, I hope you see this. But that's only if you want to be unplugged. I remember in the movie, The Matrix. Who was it? I don't remember the guy's name. He was like, hey, I want to go back. I want to go back in The Matrix. Oh, man, this steak. You remember the one guy, Cypher, Sphinx, something? He was talking with the agent who said, I'll rat out Neo. I'll rat out Morpheus. Just plug me back in because I want to have a piece of steak. Like, look at how feeble-minded that guy was. So anyway, some people don't want to be unplugged, and that's okay. You don't have to be unplugged. Some people, though, are hungry. Man, you know, I'm tired of taking these meds. I wish there was a better way. There is. I wish someone would show me what to do. I'm right here. I wish I could learn it by myself. Hop on our masterclass. I wish I could stop taking these drugs. You can. I wish I could gain or lose some weight. You certainly can. I wish I could get my energy back. You can. How do I do it? Join us on the masterclass. How do I get in the masterclass? 704-906-2094. Text your name and email. Really, that's all it takes? Like, are you going to spam me? We are not. Are you going to sell my name out? We are not. Are you going to give away stuff for free? Yes, it's all free. All you have to do is text 704-906-2094 with your name and phone number. Done. Now you got an ebook that tells you everything you can do. You can start learning and reading and educating. You can listen to this podcast over and over and over again. I know I talk fast, but I have like 7 minutes. That's it. I've only got 7 minutes to teach you how to do it. How do we get our spine fixed? Number one, you've got to find out if it's out of alignment. You cannot feel nerve damage, period. You just can't. Kind of like radon gas. The most cancer-causing, destructive, non-smelling, non-visible, non-tasteful gas that comes out of the earth, that if you have a crawl space, you could be trapping this gas in your home, breathing in without knowing it, and dying slowly. Radon gas. That's what nerve damage is like. You cannot feel it. You would never know you have it. You must get tested for it. How much does a radon gas test cost? I don't know, $50. How much does a spinal thermography cost? $50, guys, it's simple. We can take a picture of your body and go, whoa, it's really hot around C7. That indicates a thyroid nerve problem. Now what do we do? Orthopedics, neurological exams, and an x-ray. Oh my God, that must cost a fortune. I'm a little nervous that this isn't covered by my insurance. Unplug yourself from the matrix. Oh my God, I'm unplugged from the matrix. It's only $59? Like, that's the greatest thing on the planet. I can do this. Hey, here's $59. Do you see the difference? The $59 new patient special is running right now on Facebook. So what you should do is go to facebook.com/askdrernst, facebook.com/cornerstonehealthctrcenter. That is our clinic here in Charlotte. We have two of them. And find the link and click it and give us your name, phone number, email so we can call you. And you can get an exam in the clinic for your spine and nerve system for $59. Like, it's so easy, guys. How about this? If you want the $59 new patient exam special available at both the North and the South Clinic, do this. Text the same phone number, 704-906-2094.
a little slower for those of you who can't write as fast as the Flash Gordon. 7-0-4-9-0-6-2-0-9-4. Text your name, your email, but not ready for this, the word $59. That's all we need, just $59. If you text $59, your name, phone, or email, my team will know that you want to get an exam in either our North Lake or our Pineville, new clinic, Pineville, Park Cedar Road for Pineville, Smith Corners Boulevard for North Lake, both located within walking distance of a mall. Carolina Place Mall, if you know where that is, you can find our clinic. North Lake Mall, if you can find that, you can find our North Lake clinic. 704-906-2094, $59, name and email, and we'll reach out to you on Monday. Clinics are not open on the weekends, but on Monday we'll reach out. Okay, so how do we figure out if we have a spinal nerve issue? We do the $59 new patient special I just talked to you about. You get a whole body thermography, head to toe. Thermography, photos of your body so we can see if there's hot heat coming out of your neck or your back somewhere. Then you get an x-ray because we need to see if clinically indicated that there is a possible nerve damage subluxation. We can find out, is your spine in its alignment or not? That tells us if you have nerve damage. If you do, our doctors will walk you through how to fix it. Oh my God, it must cost a fortune. Well, insurance can kick in and help with chiropractic care, thank God. And so we can help you with this.
I don't think I can afford it.
Well, if you can't afford $59, I'm going to tell you one thing. Stop drinking your lattes and stop going out to eat for the next 2 weeks, and you can afford $59. It's that simple.
You don't know where I go out to eat.
Yeah, you do. Shake Shack, McDonald's, Chick-fil-A. You know, I know where you go out to eat. Okay. If you were to sum up all your out-to-eat fooding for a month, it's $59 or more. So just save your money and invest in your health. Okay, number two, how on earth do we fix this thing called leaky gut? That's an entire show in and of itself. So maybe next week I will do what is a leaky gut and how to fix it. In fact, I'm telling this secretly to Jocelyn who's listening during the live stream. That's what we're going to do next week. What is a leaky gut and how to fix it and how does it connect to your thyroid? We'll do that next Saturday. And tune in and join us, 3 p.m. right here on the same channel and these same streaming pathways. The number one way to fix it is stop eating wheat. But Dr. Ernst, I don't understand how I can live my life without wheat. Like no sandwiches? Yeah, no sandwiches. Did you know the sandwich wasn't invented until the 1600s by the Earl of Sandwich? I'm not making this up. The Earl of Sandwich. I don't know where Sandwich is, but it's probably in the United Kingdom. The Earl of Sandwich came up with this idea. If I take wheat and grind it up and put flour and eggs in it, I can bake this thing called bread, which actually they've had since the beginning of time, just, you know. But if I put two pieces of bread with cheese in the middle, that's a cheese what? What should we call this thing? He was the Earl of Sandwich, so he said, I'll call it a cheese sandwich. I am not making this up. So for the first 1,500 years, we ate no sandwiches. Can you go without sandwiches? I haven't eaten a sandwich in probably 22 years. The thought of putting something between two pieces of death, to me, is disgusting.
But Dr. Ernst, what about pizza? Like, I love pizza. I can't live without pizza. Please don't take my pizza.
You can have gluten-free, non-wheat crusts.
Yeah, but that stuff tastes like cardboard.
It used to, but now it's really good.
I don't know, Dr. Ernst. Like, The internet says wheat is the best thing for you. Eat your whole grains.
The internet also says take your drugs every day and go visit a medical doctor. But now, Dr. Ernst, if I don't drink milk, my bones are going to fall apart. No, they won't. How long do cows drink milk?
I don't know.
The Google internet says for the first 2 years, a cow will drink milk from its mom. And then after that, no more milk. How come cows don't have osteoporosis?
Well, it's because they produce milk.
But they don't drink their own milk. Isn't that weird? An adult cow does not drink milk. Only baby cows drink milk. An adult human should not drink milk. Only baby humans should drink milk. And they should only drink the milk from their baby human mom, not a cow. Cow's milk gets a cow from a couple hundred pounds to a couple thousand pounds in 2 years. If you want to gain a couple thousand pounds, drink milk. Milk does not do your body good. Milk destroys your hormones. Milk makes you fat. Milk wrecks your thyroid. Milk is not a liquid humans should drink.
But Dr. Ernst, in the Bible, they drink goat's milk.
Now, goat's milk is a completely different story. The proteins are more conducive. Goats drink milk throughout their lives.
They don't just stop when they're babies. I know that's gross to think of an adult milk goat going up to a nursing goat and drinking milk, but they do that. See, you guys have so much you need to learn, and unfortunately, our time is out. Hey, take a moment and text your name, your email, and the word thyroid to 704-906-2094, and join us as we continue the conversations throughout this year on how to better yourself so you can heal yourself. We'll see you guys next week. Until then.